Welcome to Life According to Sophie. Now, if you're listening to a podcast named Life According to Sophie, shouldn't you at least know who Sophie is? I'm Sophie, if you hadn't guessed that yet. And I am 17 years old. Now, when you're 17 years old and you live on a teeny tiny island inside of Denmark, there's not much to do. So I moved off the island when I was 15 and I went to a boarding school. Now, I've been going there until now, and I am going to the boarding school again next year, or this year, because it was such a great school. It was a school for creative people, and I am a very creative person. I love drawing, and I love painting, and I love creating stuff, and I like making anything out of anything, and that is very useful when you need a microphone stand, and the only thing you have is a roll of duct tape and a jewelry stand. But when I'm not using my hands to be creative, I like using my mind to be creative. I've been trying to write books, and I've tried that for so long. And it was hard until I actually realized that the thing about writing is that you get so excited about it and you feel like you have so much to say, but before you get everything written down, the excitement dies. The way you want to write things can often get messed up because you can't find the right words, or it's just really hard to express with words. So you try saying it out loud and see how it actually sounds, and it sounds so much better when it's said out loud. So that's what I'm trying now. I'm trying to express myself and say what I want to through doing podcasts, which is a way how I feel I can express myself and how I feel like I can say what I want to say. And the excitement doesn't die because I can ramble on for hours and hours and hours if I wanted to, but I can also just, you know, keep a schedule of, you know, maybe 15 minutes or 30 minutes talking about anything from life to butterflies to underwater animals. Anything I could talk about, and I could be so excited about it, and I could keep making myself happier and even more excited about anything I'm talking about because I'm happy to talk and I'm happy to express myself in this kind of way. So, this is what I'm doing now. But, you know, when I'm not doing all of this, you know, being creative and talking and writing or whatever, I like being a lazy piece of shit. I like spending hours on the internet. On Tumblr, on Facebook, on Twitter, YouTube, you name it. I love everything. I also love playing games. I love spending hours on playing games, like finding out how to do different stuff, fixing puzzles, anything. And I like using my mind in that way too, because I think that helps you a lot with your mind, and you get smarter from it, you get quicker at reacting to stuff, and I think that's really cool. And whenever I'm not playing video games, I also like to spend hours on the couch just watching Netflix, binge-watching series, and that is something I'm proud to do. I'm really proud of being able to spend 6 or 7 hours in pretty much the same position, just watching Netflix. Now, a lot of people can probably do that, but, you know, I'm still proud. I still feel like I accomplished something by watching a whole series in one sitting. Like, that is an achievement to me. But whenever I'm not lying on the couch, I talk to people. I actually socialize. And one of the people that I socialize the most with is my boyfriend, my long distance relationship boyfriend. And yes, I said that. I can already tell what you're gonna ask. Isn't it hard? Isn't it expensive? Don't you miss him a lot? Isn't it weird not to have the person there? And yes, I love to have the person here. It is very expensive, but it's worth it. And yeah, I do miss him a lot, but he's never more than a Skype call away. And yeah, it is very hard, but we manage, because love is stronger than the distance and being apart. And I find it kind of cool how we felt in love with, you know, each other's minds instead of, you know, bodies and damn, she looks cute or whatever. We just kind of found each other and we started being friends, and we were friends like for so long before we even like started falling in love, I guess. And I think that's beautiful. I think we had a really cute story. He's my best friend, and I know him better than anyone does, and he knows me better than anyone does. And that might not have a lot to do with my personality, but he's a very important person in my life, so I thought you guys should know. When I don't just talk to him, I also talk to my parents or one of my three siblings that I love so much, and they're a lot of fun. And I play around with my pets, and I walk around my house wondering what to do, because there's not much to do, but I talk to people. And I also talk to my friends that I've made in boarding school. People that have accepted me for who I am, because, you know, when I was younger, you know, there's the whole story with me being bullied and whatnot, and it was hard, and I wasn't the happiest kid when I was younger, but that's for totally another podcast. But, you know, I find it really great then how people are just so open when you go to boarding school. So many people like you, and so many people actually want to be with you and have fun with you, and that's so cool, because boarding school helps you find who you are, and you find the right people who make you the person you are, and you find people that need help finding who they are. So you help them, you inspire them, you talk to them, and you get to know them. You get this really strong friendship, and it's because you walk next to each other all the time, you see each other all the time. There's so much love between us. It's really great. We're like family, and I love that about boarding school. It really made me feel like not everyone's bad. And, you know, everyone aren't bad. Even if you had a tough time, even if you feel like, you know, everyone are just shit, they're actually not. And I'm here to try to prove that there's a positive side to everything. Maybe some things are pretty hard to find a positive side to, but some things are actually worth trying to find the positive things in, because it makes life a lot better when you can see the positive things and when you try to be happy. And that's what boarding school taught me, that everything might be shit and everything might seem like it won't get better, but everything will get better. And I experienced that because I had a rough time, but I feel really happy now. So I think that if you saw my point of view, if you listen to the advice I gave, if you listen to what I even had to say, even if it's just random ramblings from 2 o'clock in the night, if you still just listen to what I have to say, I hope that makes you happy. I hope that helps you. I think I have an opinion too, and maybe that opinion could help you. Maybe you could become happy. Maybe you could get happier, even smile, even just laugh, anything. If that helps you, if I help you, if I just make you smile, that's how I get happy. That's what I want from this. I want to make people smile, and I want to help people. So if you just listen, and if you're willing to be happy, then you should listen to me, and you should really see how life is according to me. And that's all I have to say.